Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to our evening prayer. Today feels like a real mixture to me. On the one hand, it's Palm Sunday, which is such a bright, joyful celebration. But on the other hand, Palm Sunday is the last bright day that leads us into the somber journey of Holy Week. And it's the first night after the end of daylight saving, and suddenly the days feel very short. I must admit, I'd been hoping that the government would extend daylight saving until after the lockdown. But here we are, and we all have to adjust our routines and our thinking. In our family, we're having to change our daily routine. We're having dinner early so that our girls can still take a walk before dark. It seems fitting then that on this first night of darkness, we should continue our Sunday routine of praying through night prayer from the Anglican Prayer Book. For those of you who weren't with us last week, this style of prayer may feel a little strange, but I think it is really suited to this time. So let my voice lead you in through the prayer service, and let the words fill your hearts. My brothers and sisters, draw near. We are in the presence of God. The angels of God guard us through this night and quieten the powers of darkness. The Spirit of God be our guide to lead us to peace and to glory. It is but lost labour that we haste to rise up early and so late take rest and eat from the bread of anxiety. For we who are beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep. Etefano, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love which is unbounded and eternal. O thou most holy and beloved, our companion, our guide upon the way, we repent of the wrongs we have done this day. For the times when we have wounded your love, O God, heal us. For the times we have stumbled in the darkness, light of the world, transfigure us. For the times we have forgotten that we are your home, Spirit of God, dwell in us. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts, and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise you in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. I've spent a lot of time thinking about the right reading for this evening. Should I perhaps choose a psalm that speaks into the incoming darkness of winter and Holy Week? But, you know, Palm Sunday is about heralding the arrival of the King into his holy city. It is about a rare moment of pure communal joy. So let us join that crowd surrounding the King riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. There will be time enough for darkness. Rejoice with me then, my friends. Rejoice with the crowds on that day of hope. I'm reading from Psalm 95 from the New King James Version. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. What a reminder this psalm is, a reminder of who God is, a God who, with the sweep of his hand, created the heavens and the earth, a God who put the stars into space, who fashioned the hills and the ocean deeps, a God who moulded and breathed life into the greatest of the sea creatures, and yet grieves when even a sparrow falls. Everything in all of created time and space belongs to him, and we look with hope towards the day when all living things fall on their knees and worship him. And yet, while he is the God, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, he is also our God, because this psalm also reminds us of who we are. His best beloved, the sheep of his pasture, his children. The ones he rode into Jerusalem to save, here he is riding on a donkey. He has come to fulfill his promise to us that he will make all things work together for our good. He has come to open the gates of heaven. And so we too fall to our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. And so, my friends, let us pray. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Ever-living God, watch over the world this night, we pray. Guide those who are leading the world through this crisis. We pray for world leaders, for the medical experts advising them. We pray that they may have clear heads and make wise decisions. We pray especially for the leaders of our own country. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, we pray for the Prime Minister and the Director General who are steering us as a nation at this time. Lift any burden of anxiety from them. Give them wise counsel and time to rest. Lord, we pray for science communicators and journalists who are helping us to understand what is happening and enabling us to make wise decisions for ourselves, our families, and our neighbours. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, we pray blessing on Susie Wiles and Toby Morris and Juliet Gerrard, who are doing such an amazing job of explaining what we need to do and why. Lord, we pray that through their efforts and all who are working to protect us at this time, the virus may be eliminated from our island nation. And Father of all, we pray for the leaders of the church throughout the world. Grant them insight and imagination to lead the church into new ways of worship and community. We pray for all the leaders of the churches in this country, that they may be open to your direction. And Lord, we pray for our own pastors and church staff. We thank you for their dedicated service, their creativity and guidance. Lord, we pray that you will resource them with all that they need for your service, rest, peace of mind, and protection from all harm. And so we pray now for ourselves and all the people we love as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Please join me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we come to our closing prayer. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for it is in God alone that I dwell unafraid. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your peace, all evil redeemed by your love. And so, my friends, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you, my friends. Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week, and I will be posting a short podcast about our journey through Holy Week on the website tomorrow to guide us all in our thinking and praying in the days ahead, as we lead towards Easter Sunday. If you can, take a moment to listen to that. It's just short, and we will meet again tomorrow. Good night, everyone, and God bless.